The Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories Project collects stories from residents who lived in the neighborhoods that were removed by the construction of the Innerbelt Freeway in Akron. This project is part of the City of Akron's efforts to transform the decommissioned section of the Innerbelt Freeway and to document a part of Akron's history that has been largely missing to date. In this brief segment, we hear from Donovan Landry. He's an entrepreneur, and his family owned and operated the iconic Custer Stand on Edgewood Avenue. He shares how he didn't understand the changes that were happening in his neighborhood and how the construction of the Innerbelt affected the Custer Stand.
My grandmother would have talked about it if I was sitting here talking around her. She would have said something about it because it affected what was going on, but my mother never talked about it. So for me, or for us, it was just, they just doing construction. And then just the place was gone.
As a result of the construction of the freeway, streets that residents used to walk every day that continued into different parts of the neighborhood suddenly became dead ends or continued over the freeway by a bridge. These quick changes could be disorienting and left residents feeling disconnected from parts of the city.
It was people that lived across the bridge. Right. Well, actually, it just lived right down the street because it was no bridge. It was right down the street. And then as that neighborhood was gone, I remember going in that neighborhood a couple times. Again, I was still young when some of this stuff was going on. But I remember going down into that neighborhood. And then just one day it was just construction that was gone. I didn't really know what was going on. Didn't really understand.
With the loss of so many homes and the residents making up the bulk of the Custer Stand's customer base, how did the business fare once the construction of the freeway began?
I'm talking to my aunt. She said we lost so much business when they did that. The Custer Stand went way past. The Custer Stand, let me see, I graduated in 87. I think that, because she actually sold that property to the zoo. I can't remember what year it was, but it had to be at least 10 years later.
That would mean the Custer Stand continued to operate until the late 1990s, even though construction of the Innerbelt ceased in the 1980s. However, that is the exception and not the rule when talking about the businesses in that area. Most of the businesses were lost during the same time that the homes were lost. And though the construction of the Innerbelt stopped in the 80s, it was never completed to its original design. The Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories are produced by me, Roger Riddle, with additional editing this episode by Flaco Torres. Our executive producers are Liz Ogbu of Studio O in the City of Akron. Our music is by Flaco Torres, with additional sounds by Become Stardust. Special thanks to Summer Hall, Caleb Thurman, Dylan Garitano, Mike Meyer, the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition, and a very special thank you to the Reconnecting Our Community Advisory Committee.